We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. On August 18, 1980, then-presidential candidate Ronald Reagan addressed the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Chicago. In that speech, he used the phrase, margin of safety, 8 times. The margin of safety to which he referred was the military capability that the United States had maintained for 3 decades at the time of that speech, following World War II. At one point in his remarks, Reagan said, quote, "Shouldn't it be obvious to even the staunchest believer in unilateral disarmament as the sure road to peace, that peace was never more certain than in the years following World War II when we had a margin of safety in our military power, which was so unmistakable that others would not dare to challenge us," end quote. That margin of safety is central to a concept called peace through strength, a phrase first used as the title of a book written by Bernard Baruch, a wartime advisor to President Roosevelt. Peace through strength springs from the premise that diplomacy and negotiation seldom, if ever, bring about peace. Peace is achieved only when the cost of war is so unbearable to the potential war maker that he refrains of his own volition. As the Chinese general Sun Tzu said in the 5th century B.C., the best victory is when the opponent surrenders of its own accord before there are any actual hostilities. Thus, the need for an arsenal of weapons capable of inflicting intense pain, together with the willingness to use that arsenal if sufficiently provoked. Or, as George Orwell put it, people sleep peaceably in their beds at night because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. If I were the President of the United States today, the events of the past week would give me pause. The administration's announcement of a Pentagon budget that will reduce the U.S. military to pre-World War II levels came at almost the exact moment that Russia's Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. It came at almost the exact moment that Russia's defense minister said that they will begin basing naval ships and strategic bombers in Cuba. It came at almost the exact moment that China announced that it's increasing its military budget by 12%. It came at almost the exact moment that a nuclear North Korea test-launched missiles capable of reaching the U.S. West Coast. Yet, President Obama seems unperturbed. Shortly after Putin invaded Ukraine, President Obama went to Connecticut to give a speech on raising the federal minimum wage, and then on to Massachusetts for a Democratic Party fundraiser. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry went to Kiev, where he said, quote, "It is diplomacy and respect for sovereignty, not unilateral force, that can best solve disputes like this in the 21st century," end quote. Well, with all due respect, Mr. Secretary, unilateral force seems to be working quite well just now for Vladimir Putin. From where I sit, I think that he believes that that force will remain unilateral. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Some of the vineyards and wines that you know are centuries old. From those vineyards, you expect consistency and predictability. Great attributes, no doubt, but not very exciting. Then there are vineyards that are comparative youngsters. Those vineyards are still on a steep rise, and from them, you expect excitement. The Keepersall Winery, though well into its second decade, is among the latter. And with respect to excitement, it comes with each new vintage. Last night, I tried for the first time the newly released 2010 Keepersall Syrah. Now, I was a fan of the 2009 Syrah, which is now sold out, but that's before they opened the bottle of 2010 for me last night. Now, this wine is just great, and this weekend would be a simply great opportunity for you to try the 2010 Keepersall Syrah on me. You can do that in the brand new tasting room on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Tell them I sent you, and they'll put the nominal $1 tasting fee on my tab. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, go left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.